From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Baltimore mother lauded for tough treatment. A U.S. mother is winning widespread praise for repeatedly smacking her teenage son and yanking him off the streets of Baltimore after she spotted him throwing rocks at police during the city's riots earlier this week. Some people on social media called Toya Graham, a mother of six, Mom of the Year. After spotting her 16-year-old son Michael throwing rocks, Graham chased him in the street, slapping him in the face several times and pulling him away from the rioting. Afterwards, the mother told CBS News, quote, "I just lost it. I was shocked. I was angry because you never want to see your child out there doing that. I'm a no-tolerant mother," end quote. The rioting and looting that erupted in an impoverished Baltimore neighborhood Monday occurred in part as a protest over the unexplained death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old African-American who died from a spinal injury while in police custody. Officials in Nepal are conceding weaknesses in managing the country's earthquake relief operations, but vow the situation will improve in the coming days. Since Saturday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake, authorities have struggled to reach communities outside of the capital, Kathmandu. Among those who wish help had arrived sooner are residents of Sanku, a community of 10,000 people about 18 kilometers east of the capital. Locals estimate their community lost more than 80% of its buildings in the earthquake. But residents say the vast majority of the town was spared because the adults were working in the fields and children were playing when the quake struck at midday. Residents say 81 bodies had been pulled from the rubble by Wednesday. You are listening to the news from The Voice of America. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Wednesday expressed deep repentance over Japan's role in World War II, even as he declared Tokyo's emergence as a global security player in the face of China's rising power in Asia. Prime Minister Abe insisted that Tokyo must not ignore the suffering of Asian peoples from its wartime behavior, but stopped short of issuing his own apology. Mr. Abe was the first Japanese prime minister to receive the rare honor of addressing a joint meeting of the United States Congress as he continued his week-long U.S. visit. Thanking those in attendance, Mr. Abe emphasized the strength of U.S.-Japanese ties and offered condolences for the Americans who died in World War II as he made the historic Capitol Hill address. The government of Niger says 46 soldiers, 28 civilians were killed over the weekend as troops battled Boko Haram militants for control of an island in Lake Chad. Officials said Tuesday that 156 militants were also killed in the clashes, which began after Boko Haram assaulted Karamga Island on Saturday. Niger's army says it has since retaken control of the island. The World Health Organization says an increasing number of infections are no longer treatable because of growing antimicrobial resistance, putting the lives of millions of people at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The WHO study finds no region in the world is prepared to combat this serious global threat. Only one quarter of the 133 countries has a comprehensive plan to fight resistance to antibiotics and other antimicrobial medicines. The survey also finds antibiotics being used when they are not required or effective, which can lead to resistance. WHO coordinator for antimicrobial resistance, Charles Penn, says the survey also shows the sale of antibiotics and other antimicrobial medicines without a prescription is widespread throughout the world. He says this increases the potential for overuse, thereby worsening the problem of resistance. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz reshuffled a number of top posts Wednesday, including naming his nephew, Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, as the new crown prince. The new heir apparent replaces the king's half-brother, Migrin, who had just been named crown prince in January. U.S. economic growth slowed sharply in the first 3 months of this year. Wednesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of just 0.2%. That's the news. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.